Welcome to Contractor Cuts, where we cover the good, the bad, and the ugly of growing a successful contracting company.
Welcome back to Contractor Cuts. My name is Clark Turner.
I'm Jared Flo.
Thank you for joining us again this week. So today, we are talking about how can I get my employees, the people working for me, to make decisions on the job site the way that I would make the decisions, right? We have so many guys that come in into ProStruct and say, listen, I hired someone, they just aren't me. I just need to get them to think like me.
You just got to micromanage the crap out of them. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem is we hire people and say, okay, just watch what I do. And I can train them on this is how we do estimates, this is how we communicate, this is how our emails go. But the hardest part is how do I get their brains when they're standing on a job site trying to make a decision to be able to make the decision like I would make it as opposed to calling me seven times a day. Hey, Clark, what should we do about this? Hey, Clark, what do you think we should do about this? Hey, I got an issue here. What should we do about this? How should we handle this?
That eventually becomes super overwhelming, super annoying, and you end up looking at that person like, this person's an idiot. Why can't they just make their own decisions? Yep. Why are they always calling me? And he's never going to grow. I'm never going to be able to back out. And so this guy's got to go.
Yep.
Right. And, you know, then you go on the search again. Can I find somebody else who's just like me?
Yep. So what we teach and what we preach, there's kind of two phases of what we do. One phase is what we call our core values. Mm-hmm. And the other phase is our project management systems and processes, then all the office systems and all of how the processes go.
Mm-hmm.
But the first part that I mentioned, the core values that we teach, most big companies have core values, right?
Yeah.
And we frame them as core values, which they are.
Mm-hmm.
But we've built the core values and we give our alliance partners the whole spiel of where they come from, how we apply them. But we take those and that is how we teach people to think like us, right? And so we use the core values as a training model when a new employee comes in. Here's our core values. This is how we think. And this is the bar that is set that we're going to judge you by.
Right.
Right. And so we lay that out and we say, this is, if you make these decisions this way, if you can check every box in these core values, you are running perfectly.
Yep.
Right. And so let's dive into that a little bit more, Jared. How do we teach people to think like us when we, how do we teach people to think like us where we can hold them accountable using these? So let's walk through these and kind of the core value statement. So let's start with the statement, kind of break them down, and then we'll talk about how we apply them.
Sure.
So our core value statement is the concept is simple. We treat people right. Through remarkable communication, advocating for others, and leading proactively in every aspect of our projects, we create lifelong relationships, the foundation of our company.
Yep.
Right. And so that is our statement. That is kind of the general broad statement. Now we go into high detail about this when you come in and we kind of give you all of the core values, but we break the core values down into three categories. We communicate, we advocate, and we lead.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything that we do, we're not going to go into each of those categories, but when we're bringing on a new employee, we walk through those three aspects. And underneath each one of those covers exactly how I want you to make decisions.
Yep.
Right? So we've got the communicate, right? This is what I expect your communications to look like. This is how we communicate with transparency. We have a bunch of different things underneath each category that we're not going to go into all those details today. But I want you to communicate this way with everybody, mm-hmm. with your team, with your boss, with your crews, with your the homeowners that you're dealing with. This is how we communicate. This is the right way. This is the wrong way. It is a general broad stroke of expectations of how those communications should look.
Yeah,
they should be put together. And from there, anytime that there is a communication issue with my employee, I say, hey, employee, it looks like when you're sending those emails, you're not being very transparent about what's going on in this job. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
And so all of our corrective actions, if it's a communication issue, is already preset day one that they start working with us, right? So if you're not doing it this way, you know that this is our expectations.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, going along with, you know, the communication piece of it, you know, you mentioned earlier that we've also got the 10-step project management process, yep. right? And so when we bring an employee in, we're training them on both of those things. Yep. The 10-step project management process is saying, here is how I want your emails to look. Here is how many communication points I want to have. Here is what I should be able to do with your client. I should be able to call your client at any given point and ask them what's coming next. And if they can answer that question, I know that you, my employee, has been communicating well, right? Yeah. So that goes into like the specific application of the core values. You know, for me, when I was bringing in new employees, new project managers, this was a place, one of the main places that I would start and make sure, you know, we have a presentation that we, you know, a slideshow presentation that we'll go through, but I would also, sitting in my office, go through and say, hey, here are the core values and let me help you understand what they are. Mm-hmm. One, this is the standard of which our company operates, right? That being the case, you being an employee here, this is what you're going to be held accountable to, that you are treating people right, you're communicating well, you're advocating for people, and you're leading in the way that you're operating. And I'll set it in front of them and say, are you okay? Do you agree with these? Yes, I agree with these. Okay. Are you okay if I hold you accountable to that?
Yep.
Like, yes. And I say, great. That's fantastic. Now, secondarily, these are the things that when you need to make a decision on a job site, and let's say you can't get a hold of somebody to help you make that decision, or there's not enough time to call somebody and you just need to make a call. Mm-hmm. These are the things that you need to have in your head. Okay, I'm going to make this call on site. Is this adhering to these things? By making this decision, am I advocating for my crew by doing this? Am I advocating for the client? Am I communicating that well? And you process through that. If you make a decision, even if it's the wrong one, but you can back it up by saying, I made that decision because I thought about these things. Here's how I was communicating. Here's how I figured that this decision would be advocating for the company. And I was leading in this fashion, blah, blah, blah. There's going to be a celebration of the fact that they, you know, they may have made the wrong decision, but they went to try and make a decision on their own based on the standards, the core values of how our company operates, yep. right? And so the value of that is, core values, in my opinion, is the basis of the beginning of being able to duplicate.
Yeah.
Well, we started this thing off by saying, like, how do I get people to think like me? More importantly, how do I hire somebody who can operate like me, that can, I don't have to micromanage, I don't have to babysit, that can go out there and make decisions and make good quality decisions. And more importantly, make the decisions like I would make them.
Yeah.
This is the foundation. This is the guide rails for your employees. So now you're never going to find somebody out there in Indeed or, you know, Facebook, you know, whatever that's going to be able to be you.
Yeah.
That's impossible.
If he was out there exactly making the decision you're making, they're going to be running their own
company.
They
got their own business.
They don't need to come work for you. And so this is that uptick on how to form them into the decision maker that you are to get you to where you're at today.
Yeah.
I think with your example that you just said, my PM is standing on a job site and he's thinking, okay, so if I did it this way, it would be doing it transparently, and I'm advocating for the client and also the crew, and I'm making sure that everyone's taken care of, and they're going through their list of how we make decisions. I don't know when a wrong decision is made in that situation.
Right.
Right. Like if they're making the decision to treat people well, mm-hmm. to advocate for their clients, to advocate for their crews, to lead with integrity, to lead in a way that we have really laid out what leadership
what
looks
that looks like. Mm-hmm.
If you're doing that and then you're following up with communication and communicating it all really well,
yeah.
there's not space for an error in that, right?
Right.
The wrong decision might be, well, I had to cover that because that was my fault.
Mm-hmm.
That's the right decision, as much yeah. as I don't want to cover it out of my pocket
yeah.
as a company. that's the right decision. That's mm-hmm. what we should be doing, right? Mm-hmm. And so,
well, and the only way that a wrong decision happens in that is just lack of knowledge.
Yes,
right. I just don't know. I didn't know. I didn't have somebody to ask. I had to make a decision now. I ran it through this metrics and I made a decision. Yep. Right.
Yep.
That's a good decision because you followed the process.
Yep.
But I might bring you in and say, hey, you did a great job. That's a great way of thinking about it. But next time, this is that. This affects this thing. Did you know that?
Yep.
No. Oh, I didn't know that was a part of it. Okay, cool. No problem. I'm not mad at you. You're not getting fired. You adhered to the thing. And again, it gives them that guide rail of a way to operate. And the other way around is when there is some kind of corrective action conversation, it works the other direction. Hey, this is the standard at the very beginning of your job that we said, can I hold you accountable to this? Yep. And you said, yes. Your actions, was that advocating remarkably, right? Was that, did you communicate that well? No, I didn't really, you know, and so like we've said on previous podcasts, every one of our management team has these core values printed out on their wall to be able to reference to in conversations because it's the guiding principles of how we make decisions, how we treat people, and honestly, the general ethics of our business.
I think one of the lines that I love in the core value presentation and the way we talk about it internally is, you know, I lead with and I advocate with respect, right? And so in this industry, a lot of guys are, when you earn my respect, you'll get it.
Yeah.
And we start at the basis of I respect everybody. You don't have to earn it. Now, you might lose it, but it's not going to change how I'm going to treat you,
mm-hmm.
right? And so mm-hmm. it's going to mean I'm going to keep myself guarded, right? I'm not going to just trust you to do stuff if you've shown that you can't, but it goes.
But I'm not going to act disrespectfully because you didn't respect.
Yeah. I mean, it goes down to talking about when you're at Home Depot and checking out, and the person doesn't know what they're doing. Are you sitting there wearing my company shirt saying this guy's an idiot? Get out of it. Mm-hmm. No, we're going to treat everybody with respect because we might know more than them. That doesn't mean we're better than them.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's kind of the core value mentality of I'm not better. We're going to treat everybody the same. I don't care how Jared and your personal life you treat people. To work here, this is how we treat people. This is how we lead in our jobs. This is how we have gumption. And gumption, to me, when you're advocating and leading with gumption, I'm leading with gumption, meaning I've got a curiosity when something might not be going right, and I'm going to step in and figure that out before I'm asked. Right?
Whether it's my job or not.
Yep. Right? And so it's... everything is built around how I want you to view the job. And honestly, this is how we mold people into being better humans, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the side effects that we've heard from past employees of like, you know, what I've learned in some of these core values, I've applied in my personal life. I've applied in my marriage in terms of leading and advocacy and how I should be communicating so people understand what I'm trying to say.
Yep.
And that's the long-term goal. I want to grow every employee personally and professionally.
Well, I've got guys that used to work here and they ended up with a different opportunity and they went a different direction.
Yep.
And I'll, you know, touch base with them, or they'll call me occasionally and be like, dadgummit, I was driving down the road today and freaking core values popped in my head. Yep. I don't even work over there anymore, you know, but it applies to life and business, you know?
Yep.
So one of the things that, is interesting about this and kind of the story that I tell about the core values is it took us a long time to create them.
Yeah.
Our management team sat around for what, six months or so.
Yep.
And you know, we all had, you know, this is a good idea. This is something that I think that we need to do, but I don't think any of us had a real concept of how valuable that they would become.
Yeah.
And really the byproduct of that is, that the, jobs that are being running right now that you have no idea what they are, no idea what the client is. You don't have anything to do with it. It's just running in the GC company.
Yeah.
Those are being operated the same way that they were when you were a one-man show, right?
Yep.
People were being treated with respect. They were being treated well. They were being cared for. All of these things were kind of the way that you viewed clients and how you operated, the process of creating these for those, creating the core values was essentially taking your forward progress and direction of kind of how you viewed your clients and jobs and your, and the management team of like, this is who we are and whatever, and putting that down on paper so that now there are 4, 5, 6, 10 people out operating jobs right now, or office managers that are dealing with incoming clients and whatever, that are being treated the same way you would treat them. You just don't know, have anything to do with them, which is what the, how it is the precipice of duplication and growth.
Yeah. Right? And I think what you're saying is exactly right. Of when we started putting this down, for you or for me, when we were writing a lot of this out, it's like, yeah, that's common sense. Of course you're going to do it that way. Of course, that's common sense. But what we realize is we are now showing people what we believe is common sense, and this is the standard you're going to be held to. So if you have hired someone before who's worked for you, and you're going to be like, why are they making that type of decision? Like, that, just use your brain.
Uh-huh.
This is the, just use your brain. This is the bar to say, to not say you're an idiot, but say, hey, look, right here. This is how we're supposed to do things, right? What is what you did line up with this? Like, I don't understand from what we talked about from those actions. Help me understand that.
Yeah.
It allows me to be curious when you make a bonehead decision, as opposed to being like, hey, you moron, what are you, why are you, you know, and I don't have, I'm not the bad guy. It's like, hey, I'm so confused because we talked about this and you did this. Help me understand how those two things match up.
Yeah.
Right. And so the importance of these were very kind of low in my head when we started it, because it was like, this is just common sense. This is stuff that if you don't know that, then
you probably shouldn't work
getting
it
through in life.
Right.
But then it translates over to so many different aspects of the job as well as of the person, to where it's like, great, you can't be an idiot and work here, because you have a guide on how not to be an idiot if you are, right?
Right.
And that sounds mean, but the truth is, if you can understand this, learn this, and kind of start with the filter of these core values, then you know exactly how we want you to make decisions.
Yeah. What's interesting, and this just kind of popped into my head, is that, you know, we've learned the value of accountability in running a business, right? It just, you have to have it.
Yeah.
You have to have, you know, accountability that's coming from the top, that somebody's going to check in on you and say, hey, what's going on? Why is this not happening?
Yeah.
But you can't have accountability unless you have a set of standards, right? But the interesting thing is that there's really two sides of it. There is the, you're a project manager and your job is to run crews, deal with clients. You're supposed to show up to job sites on time or early, X amount of pictures, X amount of communication points, right? You've got those specific details that they know, that are clear and they're understood. And if they are falling short on those things, I can come in and apply accountability. Hey, why are you not doing the things that you know you were supposed to be doing?
Yeah.
But there's an aspect of that accountability doesn't cover, which is decision making.
Yep.
Right? And so the core values comes on the other side of it, that now we have a set of standards that everybody knows, everybody signs on the dotted line. Yes.
Yep.
I'm good with this. And so now we have accountability on specific tangible actions, but also on decision making, where I have something to point back to and say, hey, you made this decision. Why did you do that? That doesn't flow with how we function. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You know, so it's interesting. It just kind of popped into my head, the two different sides of it. We've realized the value of accountability, and it can't be just on tangible action items, because you need, unless you
can't
want
to train you for 10,000 different decisions that might have to be made in any given day.
Unless you want to be the one that everybody in your company picks up the phone and calls you to make decisions for them.
Yep.
Right. And with one or two people, that's fine.
Yep.
But if you're going to grow, it's impossible.
Yep.
You know, you talk about getting fatigued.
Yeah.
When it's like you can't get anything done because you're constantly getting pecked to death by guys going, hey, should I do this? What about this? And what about, you know? So there's a real value to it, even though honestly, like we said, going into it, we were like, this sounds kind of corporate you know, yeah. fancy, you yeah. know, is this for show? Right. And I know for us, we were very clear and you were definitely very clear that you don't want the like honesty, integrity and leadership, yeah. you know, like that's not what we wanted. Yeah. We didn't want the standard jar. We wanted
print
something
it up and put it on the wall. And everyone rolls their eyes when they read it.
Yeah. 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 We wanted something that was robust, but also very specific and easy to understand.
Yeah, that's right. So if you are listening to this and want to start heading that direction on building out core values so you can start hiring your team or getting your team that is currently in place in a better direction, there's two ways to do it. You can sit down and start writing out exactly how you want decisions to be made in your company.
Yep.
You can build out your own core values. If you want ours, we will train you on them, show them to you, and give them to you. And mm-hmm. a lot of times when you come in to ProStruct with us, we say, hey, here they are. Let me show you how we came up with this. Let's talk about every line item on here and how we pitch this. Let's give it to you. Now you customize it for your company. Do you yep. want to take that out? Do you want to add this in? Is this important to you? Add that in. And we help you custom build it for the way you want decisions to be made on your job sites.
Yeah. And as ProStruct Alliance members, you actually get the presentation,
yep.
the slideshow presentation that you can go through. You can edit it with your company name, yep. specific details and whatever. You can carbon copy and use it exactly as it is, yep. right? Or you can make it your own. But it gives you a really hard job. I mean, we spent there were four of us in the management team at that time, and it took 6 months
yep.
of meetings to get to where we're at, right?
Right.
So anyways.
Yeah. When you come into Alliance at one of our trainings, we'll sit down and go through it like you are a new employee for mm-hmm. us, so you understand how we pitch it. And then during that, we train you on, okay, so this is how and why we did it this way. This is how you might want to edit it. And so it's kind of a fully customized thing around you and your company. So mm-hmm. if you want that information, want to talk to us about what becoming a ProStruct Alliance partner looks like, please reach out to us. Go to our website, ProStruct360.com. We've got there you can sign up for the software for free, which is the really bones of everything we teach. It's a skeleton of how to run a company. And then we build muscle on top of that, which is all of the Alliance stuff that we give you. So
yep.
it's really our everything that we do is built around growing contractors to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we want is start with the software. We got a free version. We got a $199 version, that which is our absolutely most popular level because it's everything
yep.
that you get. But you can start there, come in, talk to us about Alliance. If you want some of this stuff, we can custom build a package for you. But we've got the coaching, the paperwork, core values, processes, all that stuff waiting for you to implement into your company immediately. So it's we're not geniuses. We've just hurt enough that we understand the right way to do it.
Right.
And so we pass it on to you. You can figure it out on your own.
Yep.
We're not smarter than you, but we're expediting 8, 9, 10 years of doing trial and error and losing cash very quickly into our program to where you don't have to go through the trial and error. We lay it out for you.
Yep.
If you want to talk to us, ProStruct360.com. And we'd love to hear from you. If there's any other questions you have or any suggestions for podcasts you want to hear, we'd love to hear from you guys on that stuff. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
See ya.
Bye.